Yesterday I started looking in the application AutoScout 24 and I'd put in there that I'd like to find out some prices for Nissan Leaf. And the ones that were coming back from Germany, although in the application they were set up and the price was supposed to be around about €30,000, by the time they actually sent me an actual price it was €40,000, so I wasn't too impressed with that. And so I kept looking and I found one in there and it got the address of Madrid in Spain in there. So I thought I'd have a look and see what's in there. And well, I was surprised to find there was the exact car I'm looking for, although not quite the colour I wanted. I got a red one on order and they got a white one, pearl white. So you're one of the colours you have to pay a little bit extra for. And it's a Tecna model. And it's exactly what I'm looking for. And it was put in there at £32,200 or £300 or something like that. I thought, looks interesting. So I thought, well, I'll do a bit more finding out about it. So I went to the website for this company. Somehow I managed to find a click through to get to the website. And while I was there, I thought, this is quite interesting. It looks pretty good. It got 10 kilometres on the clock. So it's what they call kilometre zero. And with that, I'll be able to buy the car for a really good price and just as good as new. And it said, if you want to put an order in or reserve it, €300 and you can reserve it so no one else can buy it. So I thought, well, it's worth giving it a go. I'll try that out. And I did. And it was all very, very easy. And I was very pleased with myself at the end of it. At the end of it, I was thinking, well, I've got a car. And they said that the estimated date of delivery is going to be the 20th to the 25th of May. Gets better all the time, doesn't it? And it seems that there are no hidden costs in there. Although I do have to speak to someone tomorrow to find out a bit more information. And hopefully this information is just a case as to where I've got to send the money and a more concrete, definite date of delivery. And we'll see what happens from there. Cool or what? Aside from being able to get this car sooner, the other good thing is that the price is better than I'm got ordered on this other one. The saga with the other one is that originally I was going to be paying around about £30,000, and that was with a discount of £5,500 coming from the government, and that government money, incentive money, got disappeared because they couldn't produce the car quick enough. So they wanted me to pay £35,500 instead. And I was getting no joy from the Nissan customer service and no joy from the company either. Obviously they don't want to subsidise that money instead of the government doing it. So I don't have much hope, although they're supposed to ring me on Tuesday to say that they'll be able to do something or not. And I don't have much hope. And it's got to the stage anyway because I was getting, you know, bad information, maybe even lies coming from the concessionario for the particular car, for the particular garage and this particular Leaf, that, you know what, I think I'd rather give my money somewhere else and stuff those ones if they can't do what they said they was going to do. I mean, the guy at the Nissan service, when I was talking to him on the phone the other day, he was telling me that the garage would have known that the car wasn't going to arrive till June anyway, and he should have known that there was a time limit on the incentive money, and I wasn't going to get it. And I don't know what they expected, whether they was thinking, oh, well, Nissan, I'll take up the slack, or maybe they was thinking, oh, well, the guy's a bit of an idiot, he'll pay the £5,500 extra anyway, so what the hell. Anyway, it's not going to work out like that for them, and I've got to do something else to make it better. As I was saying before, I was thinking about looking at the Hyundai Kona, but I mean, that car's about 6 months away, and I'd rather have something sooner. But do you know what? I like the look of the Leaf, and I like the, everything that's with the Leaf and stuff, and I'd rather get that. So, tomorrow, I'm going to be talking to the people of this these other new concessionarios and getting the exact date off them for the delivery of the car. And the best thing about it is that although it was a company in Madrid, they said that they'd deliver it to Barcelona. And I can pick it up for one of their concessionario sites in Barcelona, which is brilliant. And that'll save me 6 hours of driving and maybe a couple of hours of waiting for the car to charge in between driving a few kilometres. So I'm really pleased about that. And the estimated date they've given me, which is says 25th, I'm hoping that maybe the car will arrive sooner. I'm always optimistic, me. And I'll be able to grab this car, be driving it, and be totally electric soon. Cool or what? So instead of having a red car, which I was going to call Rosie, I'll be having a white car. And because it's a pearl white, I think a good name for it would be Pearl. I did imagine for a little while that maybe I would still call the car Rosie, because it's just, well, it's kind of a good name anyway, isn't it? But Pearl seems pretty good as well. Although I'm bound to be thinking, well, about that song, going, Pearl's a singer. Elkie Brooks, I think that's the one that sang that song. You know, about the girl that stands while she's singing at a piano. Anyway. So I'll have more information about Pearl, and I'll tell you about it in the next podcast. And in the meantime, go to EV20 Questions, have a look at the podcast I have on there, that's ev20q.com, and listen to all the other podcasts in the series talking about my saga of buying an electric vehicle to drive here in Catalonia. Okay, this is Dave Allen. Bye-bye now.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.